Come on and shout hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Come on, Israel, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for God's grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For mighty is Yah. Precious is His Habushiyah. Yeshua. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Was by the greatness of your excellence. We gather in the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. For in that name we find the Yashak, the salvation of our Abba, the excellence of your blessings upon Israel. So on this Shabbat, grant unto Israel the Shabbaton of Rosh Shabbat in Yahshua the Lamb, and that we rejoice in this Shabbat. We ask you to bless all the heroes today. Especially we want to pray as we gather for our precious sister Hawkins. You bless her, Yah, and strengthen her. All of our friends, sister Velma there in Louisiana. For her letters and her gifts are great and kind. Her words are so inspirational, Yah. And pray for her strength. All of our faithful givers. Those that are kind to the works here, strengthen Elder Bynum today as we ask your strength upon Brother Michael, Sister Michael, Brother Alexandria. Bless the house of Israel. All those that have written and called, those that have questions, and those that have doubt, cause their ears to be open the day that they may hear. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, this word you must hear today. Shalom. We must hear what Yah says. You may be seated. I delight richly and greatly in the great promises of Almighty Yah, to the revealed power, the excellence of truth. For there is no other revelation but by Yahshua the Lamb, the promise of Yah, Israel shall prevail. And the reason Israel shall prevail is because Yah prevails. There is no weapon formed against him can deduce him or bring him lower, because he is the excellent one. He is the Almighty. He is the Abba. He is the creator of all things. For he has created all things for his pleasure, for his desire. We as a seeds, this is a generation, and I must say it, and I say it to the shame of this generation. There's a generation that the scripture calls Hala. There's a weak, there's a sickly, there's a beggary generation, one of disease. The conscience cannot absorb the things of Yah. It's like a body that's dying and is rotting. It cannot absorb the nutrients that it's needed to supply the love, the heart with strength. And there is only one thing that strengthens the love of Israel. And that is the perfect order of Torah. The light truth. And light always brings about a different attitude. And a different perception and prospect on things. For the light shines to grant unto us the vision to see. And that is what Yahshua is. He has granted unto us this light, that we may see the Abba and see clearly who he is and understand the purpose of Yahweh. But because we are such a weakly people, we are so hala, we are weak. Our minds are diseased, they're corrupt, they have not the strength of Yah. We are an afflicted people. Our minds are wounded by the smallest minute things, whereby there is no healing among Israel. So this is a kala, a generation that is very weak. And the reason it is weak, because we will not obey and do what Yah commands us. We are an obstinate, stubborn generation. I was thinking as the music was playing, And say, Yah gives us such simple directives that He commands us to obey. We are such a defiant people, we don't want to obey Him. When we see someone like Brother Yosef, that kind of disturbs people at times. It doesn't take all that. Well, the scripture says to do just that. We have been brought up under this false paradigm. It is an architect or this design, this prototype that we follow. It has been corrupt. From its conception, it was a corrupt prototype for us to follow. And so our condition or the shaping of our minds have been based upon a paradigm that is false. It is full of disillusion. It is not based upon the principles of the philosophy of Torah that Yah teaches unto Israel. And so we see things that are contrary to our emotional absorbance, then we just have a distaste for those things. And it is a sign of a weak people, those that are weak, those that have not the strength of Yah. Now that's what I'm going to touch on today. And I want to show us something in the book, but I want to read this. What it says, as Brother Yosef was dancing, I say, Yah, your scripture is so plain what you command us. You did not say wait till some kind of damnable spirit moves upon us. You know, when Moshe came down off the mountain and they had built that calf unto Yah, that calf unto their God, then they was dancing and doing every kind of thing. We're such a defiant people unto Yah. And to hell with your little childlike, immature emotions, because they mean nothing to Yah. And so we see one progressively, if that's all they know. Brother Yosef, if I die today, you continue to dance before Yah. For that is one thing that brings great honor unto Him. He did not tell you to move for some spirit like these perverts in these whole houses, that everyone is moving their feet to the music. We only get a move when we hear the musical instruments. That's not what Yah says. I want to read this before I get into the depth and the meat of the simplicity of this message today. Hallelujah. But I want to correct Israel for our falsehood and for our uncommittal, unbridled desire to please Yah. We are so superficial. And we see someone that is real, it shines upon our superficiality. And we just don't like it. And that's the state of the mind of the people of Yah. I'm not here to pacify us. We are ahead of a great battle that is so great that it has not been known in the annals of time to man what we are about to face. And that is the truth. They are going to bring down the nations as they are doing. They're going to even cause the poor to be poor. And they are already poor. People cannot even survive today. I looked at our electric bill. It is $2,600. That's 2 weeks of the offerings plus what the brothers work and they bring in here. That takes half. And not along the gas that is spent for frivolous things. And so they're going to bring the nations down. They're going to bring them down. We are people, we are so caught up into ourselves, into our petty emotions. We cannot see the broad spectrum of things. We're such a weak, juvenile people, and we resent when someone tells us that that's our attitude. And yet we hear it. But it does not bring about this change, this metamorphosis. It causes us to grow from a child that we can be sustained by the meat of the message of truth, the meat of the word of Yah. We're still children. We like milk. We don't want the things that bear down on us and show us the things that are totally defiant to the Torah of Yah. I want you to hear this. I will not tell you where it's at. I will simply read it, because this is what Yah commands unto His house. He says this so simple and so plain, and I'm going to read this to show us why we cannot do it. He says to Phereth, praise Yahweh. Sing unto Yahweh a new song, and the song should come out of our love. It should be one of sincerity and purity. The words are not some kind of orchestrated word. It is a word that flow from the melody of the witness of Yahshua the Lamb. This is what Yahweh commands as he speaks unto Israel. He says, sing this song of renewing, of life, of the high of Yah. That's what he commands us to do. We are dead. And the reason we are dead because sin is the permanent factor in the minds of the people today. We are a self-centered, egotistical, wicked generation. You know what has done you wrong, Jezebel? You hypocrite of a man. You've done Yah wrong. And so we got this false analogy of our worth. You're nothing but a pile of funky, filthy, stench of clay. And you stink if you don't wash your buttocks. That's what you are. Not much value to a pile of rotten mess. It's the mercies of Yah. This is mercies. It was extended unto a vile, degenerate people. We think because we have a certain insight that that gives us valuable. Like hell. He says, and praise Yah, and praise Yahweh in the congregation of his kiddushim. Those that are delivered and set apart to esteem him, to bring shahar. We do it when we hear it repetitively over and over. It is a false paradigm that we have. We are always reactionary instead of just doing what Yah commands us. It's easy to do it now. It's easy to utter that. And yet what he instructs us to do, we find it so difficult to do. He said, let Israel, as Deacon Horn reminded us, even Elder Wyman touched on some of the things that Deacon Horn had preached on, even not being here. That how Israel prevailed, it is truly, Israel truly means Yahweh prevails. It is the power of Yah in Israel that prevails. That's why there is no weapon that formed against Israel can prosper. That is why he said, your name shall not be Yaakov, it shall be Israel. Yahweh has prevailed. He has imparted into Israel the substance that shall sustain them. And that is the power of Yahshua for Israel. Not based upon this false paradigm of this theatrical performance of our own thoughts and our own intellectual process. But it's based upon a Torah of prevailing against sin, the powers of hell. He means what he says. This vile generation of hypocrisy, he says to Phereth, praise him. He said, let there be praises from the congregation of his kiddushim. And the reason we cannot do that, because we are not truly the remnant of the seed of Israel. He said, let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. So if we are of Zion, he said, let them be joyful in their King. There's a reason for that. Who made all things? Yah made everything. What can you offer him but that which he has already made? He gives you breath. He gives you life. Something is dysfunctional about us. When you will go to see a man that will perform a little procedure on you, and you will rejoice and be happy and say, I feel so much better. I thank you so much. You sit here in this hypocrisy, and yet when it comes to Yah, did he cause breath to flow in your vessel this morning? You know, we do it now, brothers and sisters, but there's a falseness to it. Because that we said, when I think about my Abba, in all that he has done for me, my nephesh rejoices greatly. Well, see, it's one thing that I do know, we don't think about him. Because if we did, then we'll rejoice exceedingly greatly before him. There are some of you that are dead as hell. No life, no pressing of Yah in you. You got time to murmur and to complain. You got time to bring bitter accusations against Yah. Yet you can't see the inward workings of corruption within you. And that's the reason why. Oh, what I lay out today is all line upon line. It will all tie in. I don't need a refresher course when I get up here. For Yah's going to correct and cleanse the house, Israel. That's what he's going to do. He's going to rid. He's going to cast out. He said, let Zion be joyful in their king. He said, let them praise Yahweh, his name. The name that is excellent. The name that is above all names. The name that is a powerful name. The name where salvation is only found. Now, this is what the book says. Let them praise his name in the dance. In the dance. Let them praise his name in the dance. Not for some kind of damned spirit of your lust to fall upon you. He said, let them praise his name in the dance. What the dance unto Yah. We're such a stiff-necked, stubborn, uncircumcised generation. He means what he says. Let them praise his name in the dance. Now there's a dance unto Yah. And it comes from the joyfulness that flows out of Tizayan. And because you have not the joy of Yah, you cannot dance. The reason you don't have it because your mind, the paradigm of your mind is based upon false practices. It's not based upon the legitimacy and the legality of the truth, the Imat, the Torah of Yah. And so we present this false kind of adulation for Yah. And he despises it. The shame of Israel. To the shame. What I think about when I just think about the Tav of Yah. What I think about what Yah has done, and my mind is constantly there. I don't care whether I'm working to build, whether I'm in the bean field or the weed field. It makes no difference at all. My thoughts, my mind, my purpose. There's no other reason to live. My thoughts are upon him. I don't care what I'm thinking about. He is at the forefront of that thought. And it caused my heart to weep and to rejoice. And think about the letter Sister Hawkins wrote. I intended to tell Sister Roberts to bring it and read it. She didn't notice that I basically turned away from her when she was reading it. Because my heart was smitten. Out of all the hardship, she cries, I will press her. You're not going through hardship. You're always ill about nothing. I watch a sister that's just need a place to cover her head. This wicked, fat America, you're coming down. Yeah. It's not my prayer. That is your word. I don't have to pray it. I will not pray against the will of God. She's coming down. My heart was so smitten, she had one step. Tell Pastor Roberts when I get a step. I will write him next. I think about the hardness of this generation. And yet the sister has something to dance and to shout about because she waits for the promises of Yah. And we sit before Yah, our bellies full of hypocrisy and our flesh gorging on everything that we can imagine because we're greedy and we're wicked. And we don't want someone to tell us. We don't want the message to come to tell us our conditions. We won't prophesy smooth things to us. So we gather in our congregation of prophets and prophetess to tell us that others are, they're slighting you and they're not treating you right. You will go to hell in your hypocrisy. I will not repent. The reproof unto a rebellious house and a people that emphasize the creature more than they emphasize Yah. He tells us to dance before him in the congregation. And he said, let them sing praises unto Yahweh. He said, with the timbrel and with the harp. That's right, my brother. He says, with the timbrel and with the harp. With the timbrel and with the harp. That's what he commands us. What can you offer him? Mount Everest? You don't own it. He owns everything. Tell me, what can you offer him? But submissiveness and obedience under what he commands us. That's what makes the heart, the love of Yah, rejoice. We find that a massive struggle within. As elders said to us concerning Shaul, there's a law within me. And there's a reason there's a law within you that strive diametrically against Yah. That's why the paradigm of this thing, this prototype, must be eradicated. It must be destroyed. And we must see the emphasis and the power, the building and the strength of the Torah of Yah within Yisrael and the love of Yisrael. And so that's what we can do, the things that he commands us. The parable of the son, one said, I will not do when he went. He said, but my avat is great to me. He's been kind to me. And as he went, the tears began to flow from his left. He began to think of the magnificent times that he had with his avat and the abundance that had been showered upon him. And so as he went, although he left in abstinence and rebellious, as he went, his love was changed, and the tears began to flow. And the more he began to step away, he began to dance and think, how blessed I am to have an avat of this nature. And the one like us that are full of hypocrisy, we said, we will do it. And yet as he went, he began to be caught up in his own activities. In his own little superficial world. In our own little petty cares and our little childlike emotions. Whereby he could not do the thing that he had promised to do. He could not perform that which would have brought unto him a great privilege. We do what Yah commands us. It brings to us a great privilege. It caused men to wonder and to ask for the reason that you can dance in the midst of turbulent time. Believe me, I want to tell you something. Yeah, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. You cannot do what the word commands now in times that are lean. You're not going to do it when times began to overtake you. We're in that hour that the bills are overtaking the people. Their finances is overtaking them. Where do they go? You don't want to turn to. If you are of the world will love their own. And that word, it is not the hava. Even in the Greek terminology, it doesn't mean that there's an affinity for you. There's simply that they tolerate you. That's all they do, tolerate you. They tolerate you. It's not the hava. It's not that which flows from Yah that brings about this this oneness, this pure connection. He said, I want Israel to dance. And it doesn't take music to dance. He said, dance before me. And come before me and dance. And dance in my presence. He said, you that are into Zion to dance, I want you. You can't do it because the joy, there is no delight. There's only one way you're going to have joy. You must delight in the Torah revelation of Yah. And because you do not delight in the Torah revelation of Yah, you cannot. Our paradigm is false. It is one of disillusion and illusion. You're hoping for things that bring nothing. You're going to find the strength of Yah in the truth, in His Word. It's not coming any other way. He said, Yah takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek. He will beautify the meek with Yahshua. He takes pleasure in the dance. He rejoices in the dance. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. He said, praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and the organ. That's what the word of Yah says. To praise him on loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. He said, let everything that hath breath, everything that makes noise, praise Yah. Praise ye Yah. It is so sad that we must be reminded. It is so sad of the condition of the people of Yah. It is so sad that we don't take the things of Yah to heart. And the reason we do not, they are not a reality. We can take lies to heart because we are full of deceit and lies. We don't even know how to discern the truth today. We don't even know how to discern what is appropriate before Yah. We have the willingness to do wrong when it comes to doing right. There is no expression in us to do right. We have lost it. We have not the mark of the Siddiq of Yah. The superficial is false. It must be real. We must be real. I don't care about your little puny feelings. He means what he says. You praise him in the dances. He means what he says. He means what he says. Yes, he means that. I despise this hypocrisy of this generation. Appear to be right, to be Siddiq. Minsad, full of dead men bones, full of hypocrisy and every kind of sin. Why? There's a reason why. There's a reason why. We don't want anyone to tell us that. We want prophecies that will stimulate our sensitivity for our own desires. We don't want things that will cut. The word of Yah is sharp. The word of Yah, it is sharp. The word of Yah is sharp. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. That's what the word of Yah is. That's what it represents. It represents a cutting force. And that's what it comes to do, to cut. To cut. It is a cutting force. It is a battle axe. It comes to tear down, to destroy. It does. And then the healing balm, Yeshua, will heal those that are truly broken. But truly hear the broken of love. We're not a broken people, but I'm here to tell you what's coming on this nation is going to break the mightiest of men. And those that think that they are strong, it's going to break them. And that's a fact. I was reading this morning in the news that Britain, Prime Minister Brown, is already telling the people, you're not going to get large packages of food. You cannot buy it. You better learn how to eat the leftovers and to save and to control your appetite, because we are in a world that is proliferating. And there are billions that mouths must be fed. And because of the greed of a mercantile, they will take monies because it is more expensive or rewarding to utilize the product for their greed than to feed the mouths of the billions that are upon the earth. And we take it so lightly. Our bellies cry if it's not satisfying to our appeal. Our bellies moan and complain because this is not what I desire. But I'm here to tell us, this hoggish, wicked, vile, greedy nation of America, you're going to fall and your bellies are going to pine away. We're going to find out if we truly trust Yah. This is the reality that's taking place, and the world keeps us blinded. The enemy keeps you blind because you care for the things of the world, and that's your own superficial care. And the power of the word of Yah is choked out. Doesn't bring forth any fruit. None whatsoever. These things are realities in the world. They are real. And they are coming to pass whether you believe that or not. There's nothing for us to look at a starving child in some other part of the world. Momentarily, it stuns us. And we go about our selfish, greedy, damnable, corrupt ways. It has no internal effect upon us. We can sit in our hypocrisy. We're full of lies. We care about those things that we care about. We don't care about what Yah cares about. We give no attention unto that. So he means what he says. You need to learn how to come before Yah with dancing and singing. Don't tell him, I don't care if you're dead and tired, hypocrite. You do what he tells you to do. And a man says he loves Yah and keep not his mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Yah to the order of Shonah, Shahar, to worship. You come before him with dancing. In the world, you go out there, I don't care how the skinnies of the skinnies and the biggest of the biggest, they're out there on the floor doing something. I don't care how fat they are, how skinny they are, they do it. You say what you want to. I don't care how shy they are, whatever, they get out there and try to do the thing. Everyone. You found the whole place up. Shaking their buttocks, everybody rocking and they're rolling. And they're doing the thing because the spirit of the house says jam. And they are jamming. I will. And the stiff thing around the wall, he feels so, or she feels so out of place. And all of a sudden, even that spirit gets upon them and they began to move. And yet Yah says, it's not about a spirit. It's just about the command. Dance. Praise him with dancing. And sing with the timbrel, with the organ, with the string instruments, with your voices. He inhabit the praises. We don't realize how much damage we do to ourselves in defying what Yah says. I don't give a nigga what the rat's dung about what you are accustomed to. I don't care about your emotions, your inward expression. That means nothing. Even Hannah, when she cried out unto Yah, even her lips were solemn, but her lips moved. And some of you dead heads, you don't even move your lips. You're dead. Immature. I don't take nothing back. Are you talking to me, preacher? Well, sure, I'm talking to you. Tell you the truth. We love false ones because that's the parameter we operate in. That's why we love false lies and false accusations. We thrive on that. We thrive on the he said, they, them said. I thrive on what Yah says. Hallelujah. We need to get up, grow up, become spiritual. Be no more like little children tossed to and fro. It's time for us to stand. And to stand still and see the power of his Yoshak Yeshua unto Israel. He means what he says. Come before him the way he commands us. You come any other way, you're a thief, you're a liar, and you're a robber. I see brothers exercise more gladness over a ball going in a hoop out there. I see old folks tell me things. I see more expression of gladness in that than the house of Yah. I see folks rejoicing over a compliment than they do the things of Yah. Something is twisted in us. I know what it is. It's the conscience. It is the mind of man. Because our imaginations have been based upon a false paradigm. It's false. The principle or the prototype of that is based upon something that is false and disillusioned. I want to be guided in scripture. I want you all to hear this. Because I want to deal with this thing, this conscience, this inward workings of man. The labia, the lab, the love. I want to deal with that. I want to bring a strategic attack to reveal unto us why we operate with this kind of consciousness that we have that creates all these superficial imaginations. It doesn't flow from the directive of the Torah. Everything that Israel does must flow upon the directives of the Torah. Well, Pastor Roberts, that is the Tehillim, that is the reverence or the praises of Yah that we spoke of. But he spoke from the voice of the Nobi. He spoke by the directives of the prophets before him. Shemuel and Nathan, he knew the directive of Yah. He did not create some word. It was sent by the Ruach, the witness of truth. It was in him, for he was the seed, the elect of Israel. I want to read this from the book of wisdom. And I will begin in Dibri HaYa'in, 1 Chronicles, chapter 28. But it says in the book of wisdom, a profound wisdom, knowledge, revelation. Wisdom 17:11. It says, for the wicked, or the wickedness, the Rasha, the criminal activities. When there is a Torah, a law, we don't obey it, we defy it, then that's the act of a criminal. It is a conscience and a mindset that is based upon, predicated upon, the thought process of a criminal. That is what a criminal does. One defies the law. One enacts their own laws. They will say, quote, this man has more, so I will steal and rob from him because he has more than me, unquote. Well, the Torah of Yah commands a man to work and to labor. The Torah of Yah commands the rich man to leave a corner of his field that those that are reapers may go and garner something for their livelihood. And that's what the Torah of Yah does. For the wickedness, for the Rasha, for the criminal mind, for the criminal activities, for the criminal and the guilt of criminality, for the wicked is a cowardly thing. When a man operates in wickedness, it is a cowardly spirit. When one blatantly defies the Torah of Yah, they are afraid. They're not afraid of Yah, they're cowardly. They are cowardly men. When you see the actions of wickedness, this blatant defiance of Yah, this mindset that will not enact upon the commands of Yahweh, you find a cowardly man. He is a cowardly, superficial man. When a man says to Yah, to hell with your instructions, what Yahshua says, they are no importance to me. That's a coward man. He is cowardly. He is cowardly. You cannot learn the things of Yah unless you are taught. You must be taught the things of Yah. No more than a woman can learn how to love unless there are those that have experienced love. The other women that teach them how to love. She doesn't know how to love. No more than a man knows how to love. That's why the importance of the Avat is important in the makeup of the raising of a son and the wife to a daughter. You do not know. It is not something that you inherit. It must be taught unto you. It must be. We must have confidence and trust that Yah is faithful. What he said he will command and he will do. He said he will give men raha after his heart. Will feed us with knowledge and understanding. And what the enemy wants us to do is to remove the power of man. If we cannot hear man, we cannot hear Shaul, we cannot hear Kephar, we cannot hear no one. We must hear. He will always use man. He will always have that order. Shaul says to Timothy, you study because you're dealing with Sanhedrins that they know Torah. Everyone did not have a Torah to read in those days. No one had a Torah. You must understand he was writing to that time. Study. There were only a few. And Yah had entrusted them. Those men that went with Shaul. That went with Shaul when Yah says, I'm going to give you Gibeah. It says that those men that Yah, that their hearts, that even Yah, their hearts, Yah was pleased with their levim. He was. Because they trusted Yah. And we must trust Yahweh. Not in some kind of verbal escapades, because we can't talk. That means nothing. is the fruit of our action. And the tree will bear witness what is in the life of man. So those that practice wickedness, it is defiance of Torah. There's a reason we practice that, because of this false paradigm, this false conscience that we have. It is not the conscience that has been raised up by the Mishnah, the law, the Torah, the instructions, to hook the statutes of Yah. It's a mind that has been raised up and shapen by iniquities, all wicked practices, selfishness, greed. We can never have enough, can we? Come on, Israel. If that's not the truth, then the word of Yah is a lie. Hell and the grave are never full. Neither can the love of man ever be satisfied. You can never satisfy it. That's why we must get control. That's why we must destroy, impel this desire daily. You must destroy the works of the flesh. Ja'ul, as Elder reminds us, he said, when I seek to do what Torah commands, there's a Torah, there's a law that seeks to draw me away from it. It's a battle. We have Teshua. And that Teshua, it is the power of Yah's victory. In Yahshua, we have that. So the Rasha man, the wicked man, the Rasha man, the criminal, he is a cowardly man. That's what a coward does. It sneaks into your house, breaks in and steals your things because they're cowardly. And they go through the disguise of nights when they think no one can see them. It's a cowardly thing when we practice wickedness. We do things that are defiant unto Yah. It's cowardly. It's a cowardly thing. When you find a man that abandons the truth of Yah, he's a cowardly man. I don't care who he abandons for. If he abandons for his wife, his sons, his daughters, his mother, his grandmother, he is a cowardly man. That man cannot be trusted with the true riches of Yah. He's not going to invest in that vessel. That's a cowardly thing. When you find a Rasha man, that's why this generation, it is halach. It is a weak generation. It is disease. It is a sick generation. It is the bread, the word of Yah that heals us. We eat the bread and we heal. Our minds cannot even eat the bread today. That's why we're sickly, we're weak, we're dying. There's no life or rejoicing. There's no power of Yahshua in us because of our practice of criminality. We're criminals. We're cowardly. We can't say to Yah, Yah, I'm a weak thing. I need help. My shins, the foulness of my actions and my deeds, the corruptions of my thoughts, the foulness of my interaction, my respect of person. We're too cowardly to say that. We don't have the mind to say it. We're weak, we're sick, we're diseased, we're wounded. And it's not someone else that has wounded you, it's your own wickedness has wounded you. Scripture tells us what to do. Something wrong, you lay your gift down, go before the altar, get it right, and repent. Brothers, sisters, sin before you go and reprove them. And they repent, hallelujah, and then you forgive them. This is a wicked, it's a criminal generation. It knows not Yah. So it's about that criminality. It says, condemned, listen to this. Criminals, Rasha, those are Rasha, condemned by your own testimony, is what condemns us. It says distress. This is the main thing I want to emphasize today. Distress by conscience, puku by the conscience, the thing that cause us to stumble. That is what the puku is. What caused you to stumble? What caused you to stumble? A brother? No, it's your conscience. It's your love. It's your puku. It is a thing in your own conscience. See, that's what caused a cowardly man to stumble. The things in his own conscience. Because the paradigm or the architect of what has shaped in his mind is false. It's not real. It's based upon superficial principles. The principles have not been tested. Yah has been tried. That's why he tested Yisrael. Yah prevails. His truth prevails. His identity prevails. It is your own testimony. It is your own testimony that condemns you. It is your own testimony that condemns you. It's your own words that Israel speak against Israel that condemns them. Your own words condemn you. Because you have not the testimony of the power of Almighty Yah. For the testimony of Yahshua, the testimony is alive. It rejoices in the power and the might of Yah. It rejoices in the liberation because one is free to what worship? To Shahar. To fall down, to cry out. That is what that Shahar implies. It is to fall down. It is to be prostrate. It is to cry out. It is an offering unto Almighty Yah because you know that you have not created anything of yourself. You know that you possess no substance at all, not even breath. You don't even possess that. And we don't even understand the value and the importance of that. And that's why there's no experience in Israel to obey that. Why? Because the enemy has lured us away by our own consciousness, by this own conscience that caused us to stumble. It's not someone else's conscience that caused you to stumble. It's your own deficiencies. Because this is a weak generation. It has wounded itself. You're sickly. You're diseased. Yahweh speaks of that same thing unto Corinthia. He spoke unto Korea about the same matter. That you have taken the bread falsely. You have eaten. You have been superficial with Yah. And because of that, many are sick. Many are weakly. Many are asleep. They're dead. And so there us, we come in the bayit of Yah. You're dead. There's no expression of delight in your Ruach because you're dead, you're sin, you're dead in sin and wickedness. And that's why there is no response unto Yah. That's why you cannot rejoice in Yahshua. Rejoice in Yahshua. And again, to remind you, again, Yah says, rejoice. We are stiff-necked even in circumstances like that. You can't do it because it's not in you. Whatever's in you, it will come out. I was thinking this morning as I read news at times. There's this old 82-year-old Jezebel of a flu, see? Out there in Las Vegas. She's been a stripper all of life. This old woman, her skin look as though it's like a dog skin, dead, no life in it. And she says she's still trying to strip. So whatever's in you will manifest itself. And the reality and the power of the testimony of Yahshua is in you, and that is that the power of Yahweh has prevailed against all the works of darkness. It will be made known because it's not in us. It's not made known. It's not. You want to hear things that are soothing. And so I can teach on hermeneutics and hermeneutics and little things that arouses us to make us feel our worth. No, He is worthy. Yah is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all praises. He says, by our own testimonies we are condemned. By our own testimonies. By our own testimonies. Condemned by our own testimony. The stress of conscious pukha, the stumbling block in our minds, it has always exaggerated the difficulties. You see, it's your own stumbling blocks, listen to me, that always exaggerate your difficulties. I will say that again. That is what the paku is. The paku is, it always exaggerates your difficulties. Because there's a stumbling block in your mind. You don't have the mind of Yahshua. Let this mind, as we were reminded on last Shabbat, He did not say, I will put, He said, let Allah submit to the mind of Yahshua. When you let something, you allow the process of that to flow without opposition and fight against it. So you must allow the mind that was in Yahshua be in us as well. It is the mind of Yah. It is the mind of liveliness. It is the mind of Haya. So because of our cowardiceness, and our cowardly ways, because we are wicked, We exaggerate things because of our parkour, because of our own minds, and it's our own conscience that causes us to stumble. It is your own love that causes you to stumble. It is your own thoughts that cause you to stumble, because you do not walk in the perfect Torah of Almighty Yah. That's why. And so what we do, we exaggerate our difficulties as though that is much more complex than others. We exaggerate. We exaggerate opposition when it comes our way. We exaggerate it. Now, it's not the brother doing you wrong. He's doing you the most. He's treating you inhumane according to your exaggeration. It is not the sister because she told you what was right and it struck you in the Torah of Siddiqah that you exaggerate it. Isn't that how we do things? We take something from one, we exaggerate, we amplify it. It is of shaitan, it is of lies, it is of deception. It is of deception and folly. That's what it's of. Keep your children awake. They sit down 10 hours and watch television. They go out there and play all day. Well, tell me it cannot be done. It's just the slothfulness of Israel. We don't want to give attention to the things that will produce the minds in them that they will serve Yah to. And so that's why they go astray. That's why the world draws them so easily. Look, can I tell you all something? You all don't have to hear what I preach at all. This man doesn't even has to be here. I will eat today, but I will not submit to this cowardly, weak spirit that is among Israel. I will not. And if you're looking for your pacifier, you better get your bottle of milk and suck on it, because I will not. It's time for us to grow up and be stronger. Time for you to stop acting immature and that men can sense. Come on, daughters of Zion, that virtuous wife in Mishlei 31, men admired her. So something so great about her that even that it esteemed her husband, man, admired her. See, what a woman, man. And that's what this woman must be unto Yahshua. That even the Melechim say, ma, what a beautiful thing. What a precious, clean thing. We're spotted. We're spotted with the stench of our filthiness. The blood stain is upon us. Not the dam of Yahshua. It's the stench of a woman with an issue of blood. Because our issues flow continuously. Because we exaggerate them from a conscience and a mind that is so vile and so criminal that one cannot even see the criminal activities. I was talking to a gentleman here in the town the other day. He said to me, the man that works for me, he is stealing from down the street. And so I said to him, you don't need to do that. So the man retorted, I'm not stealing from you, I'm stealing from them. I said, well, if he will steal from them, he will steal from you. He said, I know that. You see, that's the mind of a criminal. That's the mind of a criminal. We don't see what we do unto our brothers and sisters. We're doing that unto Yah. We don't see that a criminal doesn't think like that. A criminal exaggerates their own plight that they amplify above the plight of Yahshua. And that's why they get weary and they faint. And you can see the faintness in them. That's what criminals do. We must have the conscience of Yahshua. But it's only mind that prevails. That's why we can't overcome our wickedness. That's why we can't overcome our superficial ways and our fleshly ways. Well, I'm not used to doing that. You go to a job, they will tell you the responsibility, and you will do it. I've watched on jobs that when processes change, well, the people get so bit out of shape. I would always say to the people, I think that's childish. We're going to have to do it anyway, so just get on board and start doing it. You must begin to practice it. And we are so sedentary that our sinful practices are ways that are wicked, that when Yah speaks to us concerning our vileness, we get upset with Him. Well, as Elder Wyman reminded us on Shabbat, we're not upset with the man or the messenger. We're upset with Yah. Your problem is not with me, it's with Yah. Because this is what His word says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this criminal mindset, it distresses what? It brings this stumbling block in the mind. And that is what causing Israel to stumble, their own conscience, because they do not adhere to the commands of Yah. Now, I want you to hear what David says in 1 Chronicles, Dibri Ya'in. 1 Chronicles 28 and 29. As he speaks unto Solomon, his son, I want to take my time. I want you to understand this. It says here in 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, David spoke unto Solomon. He said, my son. He said, and you, Solomon, my son, know, yada, know, understand. You must learn in order for you to know, in order for you to understand the precepts and the counsel of Yah, you must be instructed. He says, know you, yada. And the way we know our Abba is by the faithfulness unto his Torah and that revelation of that Torah, Yahshua, that witness of truth, that his Torah is the strength of Israel. It is what causes us to prevail against any law, it is stature that man can design. We have a law, Torah of our flesh. It is a criminal mindset. It breaks everything that's right. It defies everything that's right. It hates everything that is lawful. So he says, son, yada, yada, no. Allow Yah to be important and the most valuable thing to you. Know you, Yahweh, for he is the sovereign ruler of your avat. Well, how do I know that? Just be reminded of how he brought Israel out of the bondage of Misraim. As he brought them through the great battles, that he did not allow them to raise up with some military might and power, because he fights the battle for Israel. He didn't want David, or he did not want Shaul define what he commanded him, because the victory is not in the amount of soldier. He said unto Gideon, don't worry, take that few, because the power of the might of prevailing is in me, and you shall prevail. You shall overcome the opposition of hell. You have power to overcome. I simply want you to walk in my Torah. I want you to yada, to know me, to understand. And so he said, Solomon, know ye the Most High of our Avot. Always be reminded in the scroll, the Torah, in the Chronicles, of what things transpired in Israel. Keep that in your mind. Keep that refresher in your thought. When we think about the Torah of Yah, when our minds are consumed with the testimony of Yahshua, it will do something in the mind, in the conscience of man. It totally ratifies or changes us and eradicate those things in us that cause us to stumble. It is the sin. It is the defiance of Torah. It causes us to stumble. It is self-righteousness. It is that filthy rags. It causes us to stumble. That's what causes us to fall. We exaggerate things in our wicked conscience. That stumbling block in your conscience make you exaggerate things. Why is it that when someone is dealing with you, it's always is much more harsh, much more difficult? With the other brother, sister, they needed that. This is the wicked generation. How is it that everyone is right or wrong and you're right? I look back every day, I look back on the wicked and say, man, I should have did it that way. That wasn't the best way. I shouldn't have spent that money on that. Man! We both ought to look at it now. I do that all the time. I say it all the time. If I cannot see a progressive enlightenment and renewing in me every day, something is wrong in me. I look back last week, this time I can see how far I've come from last week to this day. I can see how far I have progressed in knowledge, understanding things that I had no concept of from last Shabbat to this day. I can see that. I can look back a year and say I was a pitiful young man. I can look back 6 months and say how sad you were, Dave Roberts. You can't see that something is drastically missing in you. I don't want my behavior to be like it was last year or last week. Hallelujah. You don't have to do the same thing you did. You don't have to do things redundantly over and over. What did you do? Because there's no change in you. Yah renewed something in Israel. When Yahshua did something that even the written Torah of Moshe could not do. I said again, Yahshua did something that the written Torah could not do. There's another reminder. Us, they will go offer their sin offering, but every year they're reminded of what they've done. This revelation, the power of this living Torah, caused our sins to be cast as far as away from the east as from the west. Come on, there's a reminding of my sins. This word of Torah, one that is appeased with Yah for what he has done. And so he won, Solomon. I want you to see what the book says. It's not my word. I want you to hear this. This wicked generation got this false paradigm of what they call Christianity. It's false. I want you to hear this. He says, Solomon, my son, know you Yada Yah, the sovereign ruler of your Avat. He said, and I want you to serve him. He said, with a heart that is complete. We only have a complete, perfect love if it keeps the order of the covenant, the Brit of Yah. He said, I want you to serve him with a shalem, a perfect, be ye perfect, as Yah is perfect, Yah commands us. For his order, his Torah, his covenant with Israel never change. That's why the sons of Yaakov are not consumed. His Yah, he changed not. Therefore, you sons of Israel, we should have died last night. I should have been cut off an hour ago. By the mercies of Yah. This is an ignorant generation, don't consider him. That's why he commands us in all things to give Torah. Because he is the one that has prevailed. He has prevailed against all opposition of hell. Every power of darkness, Yeshua has prevailed. That's why he wants us to give Torah. He wants us to know him. You're not going to know him as a criminal, walking in lies and superficiality, and this conscience, this pakua, this mind that caused you to stumble. But I know he said dance, but I don't feel like it. That's a pakua mind. That's a mind that caused you to stumble. Then you exaggerate things. Well, it doesn't take all that. Brother, you're safer. Dance unto Yah, my brother. Don't let no one ever, whether you are happy or sad, don't feel like it, dance. The wicked go to the club and dance the night away, don't they? There was a song in my days. It was called Twisting the Night Away. Who sang that? Chubby Checkered? Was that Chubby Checkered? No, he said he had the one. Come on, let's do the twist like we did last summer. Come on, let's do the twist. But that was another song. I don't know if he's saying that was Twisting the Night Away. Twisting the Night Away. Whoa, I'm twisting the night away. Whoa, I'm twisting. That's all I did. Twisting the night away. Oh, I'm twisting the night. Yeah. That was a song like that. Who was that, mama? I don't know if it was Sam Cooke. It was one of them boys. It wasn't Otis Redding. But that was a song like that. Twisting the night away. Now we need to pray sin. And confess our sins. That's what Israel needs to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to serve Yah. Submit unto Yahweh with a shalem. A lev that is complete with the covenant order of Yah. You cannot have the covenant order of Yah in your conscience unless your mind is shaped by the paradigm of the Torah of Yah. It must be. And our minds have been shaped by the Baptist, the Pentecostal, the Holiness, the Charismatic, the Line Maddox, the Snake Jakes, the Creeping Dollar, Pocket Dollar, all of these men. It must be shaped by Yahshua HaMashiach, the Torah of life. The living word and the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah, the Imat, the truth of Yah, was made flesh. He said, you surrender unto Yah, your Abba, that which is pure, that you have a conscience and a mind to walk with great delight in the covenant of Yah. Because there's a covenant relationship that I have with you, Israel. I have succored you unto me. I procured you unto my bosom. I've given you my teeth for you to lay upon my breast, that you may sense my ahava that I have for you, Israel. And when you sense that it caused fatness to rise in your life, it ought to. It's almost like a man, his son, that he calls his heart to be fat. His son lays his head in his daddy's chest and hugs him. Looks in his eyes and say, I love you, daddy. It changed the emotions of that father. It changed the expression, his attitude, his eyes. It changed everything about him. Sure it does. Of course, that is not even a part of the actions today by children today. They don't know how to do it because they haven't been taught. They have been taught by your mothers and they've been taught by your fathers. So how do you expect them to do it? They've seen us raise hell and fight like hell and act like the hell that is in us. But they have not saw you act with that Torah power and the mandate that comes in the covenant relationship with you. Not what these lying, teething snakes and jakes and these creeping dogs teach to people. This covenant relationship is one of correction. It's one that critiques us. It's one that refines us. Everything in life must be refined. I don't care if it's flour, sugar. There's a process of refining. So it is with you. So it is with Yah. Refines everything. And that's what Yahshua does. He refines. He refines the word of Yah. He makes it fine. He makes it fine for us. We can eat it. We can cry like thy wheat feed me until I want no more. We never get tired of eating it. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to serve Yah with this Shalem, this heart that is complete. With the understanding, that's why he said, Yada no Yah, with the understanding of this covenant relationship that Israel, our forefathers, had with Yah. You must understand that, Sholeman. He says, not only that, I want you to serve him with a Sholeim, a perfect lamb, and with a hafetz. He says, a willing heart, a hafetz heart. You understand that, brothers and sisters? I'm ignorant. So when I see wordings and phrases in scripture, I want to understand the detailed purpose of that and why Yah put it there. And the word hafetz, he said, I want you to serve him with the hafetz. I want your love, your conscience to be hafetz. And that is simply a delightfulness that resonates from one when one truly knows Yah and serve him with a pure conscience. He said, I want you to have hafetz, this desire, this pleasure. I look at Israel, there's not even a pleasure in serving Yah. They look humdrum, look dead, because you're full of sin. There's no hafetz. With the willing, a hafetz. And that is a love that delights, that this one of our forefathers will speak to you today and say, I charge you by the directive of Yahshua that these things you keep, for this satisfy me, and I shall, Esha, fill you with a great delight and the happiness that flow from my bosom. He wants us to have faith with a hafetz willingness, that there is no murmuring or complaining, there is no fighting in opposition against Yah. There is no casting Yah away or removing oneself from the presence of Yah. He said, I want you to understand this, Sholeman, because there's a purpose for that. There's a purpose. Because we must serve Yah this way. We must have a conscience that gravitates to the things of Yah with pure desire. And the reason our minds cannot gravitate to those things is because we have this pukkah, we have this stumbling block in our conscience. And it is your own self-righteousness, your own wicked paradigm that is based upon your own corrupt philosophies and laws that are based upon your sinful practices.
You sin and you do it willingly. You don't even understand the consequences of your sin. See, it's one thing that we don't ever understand the consequences of a murmuring and muttering. It brings death to any house. I'd rather have 2 men with me that are willing to serve Yah than 50 that are murmurers and mutterers and speaking valiantly against Yah. I'd rather have 2 sisters that are going to serve Yah. You can get more done with 2 than you can with 20 that are murmurers and complainers and those that are not willing. Those that are not hafiz. Hafiz. See, we don't do things with a delight to, do we? We're a bunch of hypocrites. We don't even do things with a delight to it. And Yah says, he says to Solomon, I want you to have the delight. I want you to have a willingness, a hafiz, a desire that creates this delight, rejoicing in Yeshua. Because you know all things that you do it as unto Yah. And you delight that He sees all things. We don't have that conscience today because we have a stumbling block. Our conscience caused us to fall. It caused us to stumble, as Elder Wymo reminded us, there's a law. There's a working of an opposition within us that's against this conscience or this mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because Yeshua did one thing. You all know what He did, didn't you? Don't you? He did one thing. He pleased the Abba. He pleased Yah in all things. And that is the command unto Yisrael. That we please the Abba in all things. Everything that we do will cause a delight in the love of Yah. What is more powerful than elderly sisters of women that move in the Ruach of Yah. Sons and men of Yah that stand in the strength of Yah. And they're soldiers, warriors on the battlefield for Yah. What is more powerful and more dynamic than that? Our mind is consumed with the lust and the greed of our flesh. We are concerned about what we're going to eat, what we're going to have, how much money this, how much money that. But I think about my sister Hawkins that doesn't even have money for stamps. We want to make sure she has money for stamps. She wants to write Pastor Roberts. You'll spend every nickel you get on nothing. Quiet, huh? You can't hold 1 nickel? You can't hold 1 penny. I talked to some of these brothers. I said, how much you got saved? I do it. I don't care what they got saved. I don't want it. I got this saved. That's all right then. I know what they get. And to have that amount saved, that's pretty admirable. That's pretty admirable. To me it is. Now, you don't need no banking account. You don't need to put it there for what? The second largest bank yesterday. We got a little money up here. I'm thinking, yeah, this thing is going to fall. The second largest bank, they shut it down yesterday. And they shut down. People crying, my money, I got to get my money. It's eager generation, we bleed. Come on, we trust it. We lay up treasures upon the earth, but we don't trust Yah. Well, what's the, well, what, oh, that makes you feel nice because you got that few dollars there. That's stupid. Trust the usury in the hands of the wicked. That's what we do. Well, I won't put nothing else up there. No, I just hold it back here in case we need it. Brothers doesn't know where it at. I tell them all the time, if I die today, interested robbers, you just go to the house, just throw everything out, you find it. I don't hide it. I just lay it there, you just find it. Hallelujah. Just don't be a greedy hog. I do things right with monies. That's a fact. Do it right. Have you abused money? No, I don't abuse money. I was purchasing. I say, why did we buy that? But not abuse it. Not abuse it. That's a fact. Hallelujah. You all, that many of y'all can even manage the little monies that we have. The way they come. And the electric bill is $2,600. Alright? Do y'all hear that? 2,000. 6 bills. And this place in this little town, they will snatch it if you don't pay it. Well, how do you pay it? Don't worry about it. That's not for you to worry. It'll be paid. Don't worry about that. I said to the brothers the other day, if I die today, you don't have to worry about nothing because we owe no man nothing. Just be a follower of me. Imitate me. Hallelujah. What's wrong with that? They imitate the crip walk. Imitate that. Why not just imitate me? Be ye followers of me. As I am
Yeshua, he meant what he said. See, we just are too ignorant to understand word meanings, etymology. I'm too dumb not to understand what it means. It means just that. And in many translations, it will say that. Be an imitator of me. Imitate me, Timothy. Do it the way I do it. Just like me. Is not our lives based upon some form of imitation? Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't be false with yourself. You've seen something about someone. Women see how other women dress. They want to dress like them. They want to imitate that. You don't sit here and think that you are the originator of anything, because you are deceived in your fat head. Everything you have, you do, you have, is a process of learning. You learn how to walk, a process of learning. He satisfied the love of Israel with tough things. Hallelujah. So don't give me that your whole life process has been one of learning patterns and actions of others, and you have equated that, you have equated them and you brought them into your flow of life, and that's how it's done. You know the originality of nothing. Nothing. You ever created anything? You have learned. Life is a process of learning. From whom? Men, women, children, things, earth. That's what life is. So he warned Solomon that you serve Yah with this Shalem, reminded of the covenant, reminded of the things that Yah has done for Israel, and with this Hafetz, with this willingness that you delight in the instructions of Yah. That is the Hafetz, that's the willingness, not to just do it because you are told to do it, but you delight in it. Brothers, we go clean fish. Oh, Pastor Roberts. But no true delight. Sister, do that. No, don't do that. There's a Hafetz. When there's a willingness, there's a Hafetz. There's a delighting. You get to, you tell me you can't tell when someone delights in something? You can tell when someone is stiff and nasty? You can tell when they're raunchy and wicked? I know I can. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about you thinking about someone else. That's you. We're talking to you. That's your problem. You're always thinking about someone else. You don't ever think about you. You think it's always someone else. This word is for you. Listen. This word is just for Israel. You that are not Israel, God's not talking to you. You're a stranger. You're a swine. You're not even part of the commonwealth. He's not talking to you. He was talking to the man that will rule the kingdom of Israel. Serve him willingly. Be reminded of the covenant of Yah, the whole faith. He said, for Yah searches all of him. He searched the heart. And he understand all the imaginations, the yasta, the imaginations, the thoughts, the conscience, the ideas of one. He said, he understand all the imaginations of the thoughts. He says, if you look at this, he said, if you darash, if you seek him, if you set your mind with affection toward Yah, our minds are not affectionate toward Yah. It's affection toward Bojanga chicken and everything, but it's not affectionate toward Yah. We are people that you gotta have Bojanga, you gotta get it, you just gotta have. I'm using that as a metaphor. You understand what I'm saying? It is the driving of our flesh we gotta have, and we'll do almost a criminal act to get to it. Yeah, when we got to have Yeshua, we will not press, we will not get on our face, we will not cry out, we will not confess our sins, we will not denounce the power of this corrupt flesh. You got to have some chocolate bells for mama, huh? Come on, you hypocrites, don't.